All right, so welcome to another deep dive, everybody. Today, we're going to get into how law enforcement is using AI and data science to modernize criminal
Oh,
investigations.
yeah, this should be a good one.
I know, right? Our source material is actually some really cool research that goes deep inside a special team developing these cutting-edge AI tools.
Yeah,
Wow.
it's amazing to see how they're adapting to how crime's changing.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
Yeah.
back in the day, it was all about fingerprints and DNA, all that physical
Oh,
evidence.
you're right.
But now, so much of it is digital.
Oh, totally.
Encrypted messages, transactions online, social media. It's like a data explosion out there.
Yeah, and trying to make sense of all that data, it's a massive challenge for investigators.
For sure.
That's where AI comes in, though, right?
Exactly. It helps investigators find those needles in a haystack, but a digital haystack.
Right.
So this agency, they actually went ahead and created a whole team dedicated to this. It's called TOEEDS.
Toweeds.
TOEEDS, yeah.
Right.
They're dedicated to developing AI tools just for their investigators.
And their mission is to support the human detectives, not to replace them.
That's the key. And this fear that AI is going to make jobs obsolete, not here. It's all about making the investigators better.
Yeah, augmenting their abilities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So TOEEDS, this isn't just like a couple of techies down in the
Oh, yeah.
basement. This is data scientists, UX designers. They even use agile methodology, like a startup in Silicon Valley.
It's great they're embracing
Oh,
that
yeah.
culture of innovation, bringing something new to law enforcement.
And they've already made some really cool tools. One's called Klaxi.
Klaxio.
Yeah, it's like a super-powered bank transaction analyzer.
Okay.
You know, usually investigators got to go through tons of financial data manually looking for suspicious patterns, right?
Right.
Klaxi automates all that,
Oh, wow.
helps investigators zero in on potentially criminal activity.
That's incredible. I mean, think of all the time that saves.
Right.
Let's investigators actually focus on the suspicious transaction instead of just drowning in data.
And get this, there is this investigator, like an Excel guru.
Really?
Yeah, he built his own tool in Excel to do something similar.
Wow.
Shows you how much they want to find solutions, even if they got to create workarounds.
That's interesting. That's like that classic tension between individual ingenuity and the need for solutions that can actually work for the whole organization.
Yeah, sure.
So what happened? Did Toeeds embrace his innovation? What happened to these El Guru?
They did. It actually sparked a whole conversation about how to manage these tools that people develop themselves. Now they have a process where investigators can submit their ideas and the best ones. They get considered for official development.
That's cool.
Pretty neat, huh?
It really shows how they're fostering that collaborative environment, encouraging innovation from within the agency.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, now imagine you're on a case, international connections. Suddenly you're dealing with documents in all kinds of languages.
Oh, yeah, that's a nightmare.
Right. So that's where SUEES comes in. It's TOEED's multilingual translation and entity recognition tool.
Oh, that's essential in today's world.
Right.
Language barriers can really slow down an investigation.
And they had to build SUEEX in-house because all their data is classified. Couldn't just use Google Translate.
Right. I mean, in other fields, AI is predicting everything from disease outbreaks to the stock market, and it's all thanks to these huge public data sets. But Toads can't really tap into that, can they?
And unfortunately not, but they're doing their best with what they got.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, now let's talk about XC. It's their image recognition tool, like having a digital bloodhound.
Oh, cool.
Investigators are always dealing with thousands, sometimes even millions of images.
Oh, yeah.
XC can identify the objects in them automatically, so finding that one key photo in a mountain of data.
So much faster.
Boom, done.
This is where you see AI's efficiency in action, right?
Right.
Imagine looking for a suspect holding a specific weapon. XC can pinpoint those images instantly. Saves investigators so much time.
Working smarter, not harder, right?
Exactly.
And finally, there's Listen, a speech-to-text tool. It transcribes interviews.
Oh, nice.
No more spending hours typing up notes.
Yeah, that's a huge relief for investigators.
Right. It's like having a personal assistant that's always there to transcribe. Now, here's the interesting part. TOEEDS doesn't just come up with these ideas on their own. They get inspiration from all over.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they have brainstorming sessions. They watch investigators struggle with data. Analysts give suggestions. Even interns and research projects contribute.
Wow, they're really casting a wide net.
They are.
Tapping into all those different perspectives to find real-world needs and solutions.
And their development process. Very iterative. Okay. Prototypes. Feedback from investigators. UX designers refining the interface. Then they test it with a panel of actual users.
That user-centered approach is essential.
Mm.
You can have the best AI in the world, but if it's hard to use, no one's going to use it.
Exactly. And that leads us to a really important point. The 100% rule.
The 100% rule.
Yeah. You see, investigators are trained to want absolute certainty, especially when presenting evidence in court.
Mm.
But AI works with probabilities.
Oh.
It can be super accurate, but it doesn't always give that black and white answer.
But investigators used to.
Yeah.
This is a big challenge with AI, right?
It is.
How do you balance the uncertainty of AI with the human need for certainty? Especially in something as serious as a criminal investigation.
Right. And then how do you explain how that algorithm got to its conclusion in court?
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
It is. But even with all that, it's clear that AI is changing how criminal investigations are done.
So how are investigators adapting to this new world of AI-assisted investigations? Are they liking it or pushing back?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Honestly, some are all about it. They see AI as this awesome tool that can help them solve cases way better and faster.
Mm-hmm.
Others are a little more hesitant. They're worried about potential bias, how transparent those algorithms are, and maybe losing some of their own expertise and control.
So there's a balance to strike.
Yeah.
We want to embrace AI's potential, but also keep human judgment and experience front and center in law enforcement.
Absolutely. It's about figuring out how AI can enhance human capabilities,
yep.
Not take over completely. But even for the investigators who are excited about AI, there are some serious challenges.
Challenges? Like what?
Well, let's start with the elephant in the server room. Infrastructure.
Ooh, I like that, the elephant in the server room. I think I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, you see, even with the best AI minds, something as basic as computing power can hold them back.
Makes sense.
The algorithms they're working on, especially those deep learning models,
yeah,
they need a ton of processing power.
And without it.
Right.
It's slow, it's clunky, it's just frustrating. I can see investigators being like, forget this, I'll do it the old way.
Exactly. What's the point of using AI if it's going to slow you down? Right?
Exactly.
So they just go back to the old ways, even though these tools could be really helpful.
Right. And then there are the legal constraints.
Oh, right.
All their data is classified, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So TOAIDs can't use any of those public data sets to train their models.
Oh, that's a big disadvantage.
Yeah.
Those public data sets, they have a ton of data that can make those models so much better.
Right.
It's like, you know, trying to teach someone a new language, but only giving them a few words.
So they're kind of stuck building from scratch, which takes more time, more resources.
More resources, yeah.
And it probably means their models aren't as good as they could be.
Exactly. They're doing amazing work, but imagine what they could do with the right resources.
It's like a catch-22. They're trying to innovate, but their hands are tied.
Yeah, I see that.
And speaking of challenges, let's talk about implementation and support.
Oh, right, because building a cool tool is one thing.
Right.
Getting everyone to actually use it is a whole other story.
Exactly, especially in a big organization like a law enforcement agency.
Right, where you've got investigators with all sorts of different levels of technical know-how.
Totally. TOEDS relies on these super oozers, the tech-savvy investigators who love the new tools and show their teams how to use them.
Okay.
But reaching all the investigators, giving everyone the right training,
yeah,
that's still a big hurdle.
It is. It's like you give someone a fancy new smartphone,
mm-hmm.
but you don't show them how to use any of the features.
Right, all that potential, but without guidance and support.
It's just not going to be realized.
And it's not just about the technology. It's about a cultural shift within the whole agency.
Right.
Moving from that traditional intuition-based approach to a more data-driven way of investigating.
That's a huge change.
It is.
It changes mindsets, skill sets, even how the organization works. You're basically changing how they do their jobs.
And that doesn't happen overnight.
No.
So what does all this mean for the future of law enforcement? What's the big picture here?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that AI could really revolutionize criminal investigations.
Okay.
Imagine investigators with no more hours of data entry and analysis. They can finally focus on the human side of their work. Strategy, intuition, putting the pieces together.
It's like giving them a superpowered sidekick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
AI does all the heavy lifting, and investigators can be more efficient, more effective, and ultimately better at solving crimes and putting criminals behind bars.
But There's a big but here.
I was going to say, there's got to be a but.
We have to deal with those infrastructure problems, find ways to work around those legal limitations, and most importantly, make sure investigators are comfortable and confident using these new tools.
Absolutely. It's about the people using the technology.
Right.
We need to invest in training, provide support, and create a culture where the developers and the investigators work together.
Like a real partnership.
Exactly. Where AI and human expertise work hand in hand to create a better justice system.
Now, you mentioned that some investigators aren't so keen on AI.
Right.
Can you tell us more about what they're worried about? What are their concerns?
One of the big ones is bias in those algorithms. You see, these AI models, they learn from data.
Right.
And if that data has biases from the real world, those biases can end up in the AI's results.
Okay.
So, for example, if a model is trained on data that links certain groups with crime more often,
right,
it might unfairly flag people from those groups as more likely to be suspects.
That's a serious concern. We don't want AI making existing inequalities in the justice system even worse.
Exactly. And then there's the whole transparency issue. A lot of these algorithms, especially the deep learning ones, they're like black boxes.
Yeah.
It's hard to figure out how they get to their conclusions.
Yeah, it's like magic.
Right.
Right.
And that makes some investigators nervous. They want to know why the AI is making a recommendation, not just blindly follow it.
It's about trust.
It is.
Investigators need to trust that these tools are fair and reliable. So how do we address that? How do we make sure AI is used responsibly and ethically in law enforcement?
Well, first off, we got to be really careful about the data we use to train these models. We need data that's representative, that doesn't have harmful biases, and that's collected and used in a way that respects people's privacy and rights.
So it's not just about the tech, it's about the data that feeds it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we need to develop AI models that are more transparent, easier to understand. There's a lot of research on this, figuring out how to make AI decision-making clearer to us humans. This is crucial for building trust and making sure we can hold these systems accountable.
And it's important to remember, AI is just a tool.
Right.
It's up to human investigators to use their judgment, experience, and ethics to understand what the AI is telling them and make good decisions.
Absolutely. AI should be a partner, not a replacement.
Right.
The goal is to find that balance where AI and human intelligence work together to create a more just and equitable criminal justice system.
Okay. So we've talked about the challenges, the potential benefits, the ethical stuff. Now let's bring it back to the listener.
Okay.
You've heard how this agency is using AI to change criminal investigations. What do you think about this balance between investigator autonomy and the potential of AI in law enforcement?
It's a tough question, right? On the one hand, we want our investigators to be able to make their own judgments, use their experience.
Right.
They're the ones out there in the field dealing with all the messiness of real investigations.
Right.
But then again, we don't want them to miss out on all the good stuff AI can bring to the table.
It's true.
It's like having this amazing tool, but not knowing how to use it.
Exactly. The key is finding that balance, right?
Right.
Where AI helps investigators do their job better without taking over completely.
Right. It's about making them stronger, not pushing them aside.
Exactly. And that brings up another important question, something for everyone listening to think about.
Okay.
How do we deal with those challenges, the infrastructure, the training? How do we make sure these tools are not just effective, but also ethical, used responsibly? It's a big question with lots of moving parts. I think we need to start by pushing for more investment in the infrastructure behind all of this.
Yeah.
We need computing power, data storage, cybersecurity, the whole nine yards.
Foundational, right.
It is. It's like building a skyscraper on a shaky foundation. You might get a few floors up,
right,
but the whole thing's going to come crashing down eventually.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's the training aspect.
Right.
We got to have programs that not only teach investigators how to use these tools, but also get into the ethics of it all.
The ethic, huh?
How to avoid bias, how to protect people's privacy, how to explain AI evidence in court, that kind of thing.
We need a culture of responsible AI use in law enforcement.
Mm.
And that's a conversation that needs to include everyone, the people making policy, the tech folks, the legal experts, and of course, the investigators themselves.
We're really just at the beginning of this whole AI revolution in law enforcement. As the technology gets better, we're going to see even more powerful tools.
Oh, for sure.
Tools that can analyze mountains of data, spot patterns, find insights that humans could never see on their own.
It's exciting, all the possibilities.
It is. But we have to be careful. We got to make sure AI is used in a way that's fair, just and accountable.
Absolutely.
And that everyone is something to ponder long after this deep dive is over.
It really is. The future of law enforcement and the future of AI, they're intertwined now.
Mm-hmm.
How we manage this is going to shape the very heart of our justice system.
Yeah, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.